a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome to the RSL Show. My name is Josh.
This is Andy Munoz.
And this week, we've extended Jake's collective bargaining agreement contract for another week, so he's here.
But he can only speak when spoken to.
So, Jake, introduce yourself, please.
Hi, my name's Jake. I'm on probation.
Yeah, you're on probation. Not really. We have a new show, and we actually just came off of speaking with Tyler Gibbons and designer David Dryden.
And bro.
Yeah.
Who's excited? Raise your hand if you're excited. You can't see it, but all three of us have our hands raised.
Very excited.
For the new kit.
Yes. Words you would never really expect to hear from us.
Yeah. When they said, hey, they're just going to like talk about a new away kit, which we know we were getting, I just wasn't excited. I told Tyler this on the Zoom, and maybe it wasn't the best move.
Especially considering the conversation that we've been having for the last 15 minutes, probably not the best move.
Well, I mean, he knows, you know, I liked the kit. And when you guys, when you talk about the, you know, they call it the thumbprint kit, right? And then obviously we go back to like the glitch kit because that's what's relevant to like these white kits. We always kind of know that we're going to get a white color scheme on an away kit. And so I came in with no expectations, but I also kind of came in with like that Mitch mentality where if this thing is ugly, I'm not going to say it to their face, but right? Like I'll say it afterwards. But honestly, and I'm not saying this because, you know, we had them on, I think it's a great kit and I'm excited for it. The detail, I mean, even like with perspiration. Right? We won't go too much into that. It's weird, I know.
That's going to be a weird little thing to hang out there, even with perspiration.
With the built-in deodorant, bro.
Yeah, well, I thought it was really cool. And, I mean, you guys, what did you guys think?
I mean, if you saw my tweet on top of the RSL Show's tweet, I said I love that I don't hate it.
Yep.
And that was genuine. That was my first reaction, right? And it's true. I saw it, and I'm like, you know, this is something I could see myself actually wearing and not being like, I don't want to change out of it. I want to wear it to an away game, you know.
Or you just buy it because it's clearanced.
Right, which I usually do with away kits because I don't typically want to spend full price on an away kit. But honestly, truthfully, outside of the 09 home kit, which is my favorite because of obviously the memories, etc., this is my favorite kit.
Yeah.
It's really good.
We'll have to show Mitch. So, Mitch, we know you're listening. We'll show you somehow. And I think Mitch is very critical, but he's always had, like, that European taste. Like, he knows what's in, what's out. Like, I remember being friends with him back in 2010, and he was, like, dressing like how people dress, you know, in 2016.
Right.
We always thought it was weird. So that kid, like, is ahead of style. And I think that when he views this kid, I'm just really interested to see what opinion he has because
he's very critical
but I think he's right, and he's he's helped identify it even on the club level. When you guys listened to the show on the 12th, they really took some opinions and, you know, literally of what Mitch said.
No, he can never know that.
Yeah, don't give him that.
Don't put that in his head. He can never know that.
You can never know that, Mitch. But let's just say some people took your opinion into consideration when they designed a professional kit.
Well, around the strategy.
Yeah.
And he's not wrong. Like, we've talked about this a lot, right? You need to have a kit that is your identity,
mm-hmm.
that people see it and go, Real Salt Lake. You look at clubs like Chelsea, Manchester United, Manchester City. There are, at a minimum, colors. Barca with the color patterns, where they're just distinct and immediately you know who that club is. MLS doesn't really have that. With LA, maybe. DC United, maybe.
Atlanta.
I would say Portland.
Atlanta's this year is a far cry.
Yeah, no, it's true.
From the five stripes.
Right. Columbus, except for that they don't even have a yellow kit this year.
Yeah. I think it's hit or miss in MLS because of Adidas.
I'd say Seattle.
Yeah, the Rave.
Because that's just an odd color.
Yep. The point is to make it so that it is recognizable. It's, you know, has history. It speaks to the reputation and the image of the club. And then go nuts on your second kit,
right.
on your alternate. And that's one thing we've just never done, because I would love to see something like what other teams do. I don't want to go as far as like Manchester United has gone with the snakeskin.
I love the zebra.
The zebra one's awesome, but I wouldn't go as far as the snakeskin.
Yeah, that one was
rough. It was weird.
Yeah.
Loved Barca's like teal kit. Yeah. That was really good. The UNICEF one. We've always wanted a purple top. I think that would really be really cool. We've also thought about a green top.
Deep royal purple.
Like a deep, deep royal.
When you say purple, I think of Real Madrid's alternate kit that they had. That was like a big miss for me.
Yeah, I think you have to do it right, because I would even say that Orlando City hasn't done that purple tone well. But if you think about what we could do with that, I would even say go wild. Go City Edition.
I was just going to say
Jazz City Edition, like the Jazz. Do something a little bit weird, but own it. Really wear it well. And that's one thing that we've just never done as a club.
Yeah, I think what excites me the most about this kit coming out is it really pays homage to the fans.
Yep.
Oh, big time.
And I think part of this new birth of, you know, of RSL and the, you know, phase four, as Trey would call it, this is a good start.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a good start. I think so too.
There's a lot of cool things happening.
It's a whole new world, man.
Yeah.
It's a whole new world.
But you hear that from everyone that we talk to, that the vibe at the club is different. You hear that.
Well, to that point, even just the conversation we had with Tyler and David Dryden, there was a different feel to that. There was a different excitement from them.
Yeah.
There was a different morale. You could pick up on the morale, right? Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't like a Deloy Hansen AC run morale.
Yeah, it was always weird. I mean, in the past, like not just talking to those guys, but when you had that energy above them and they would either come in or do the Zoom, like you could totally tell, like, yeah, Big Brother was like
they were under the thumb, right?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So it's like much more relaxed, much more chill. I think that this kit is much more, it just kind of like you could tell that they're being, like they have more creativity behind it, because in the interview, Jake, if I could at least mention this, the head coach didn't design it.
Yeah, and that's just me giving Tyler shit because it has happened more than once.
Yeah.
Think of the crown.
Right, Christ.
Yeah,
yeah, but I do think that it is important to note that the last three kits, so the glitch kit, last year's home kit, and now this kit, have all been, at least the concepts have been ideated from design people, not coaches or the owner.
Which is so weird.
There's not weird little things being prescribed by people who have no idea what they're doing, right? Yeah. Like no idea.
Yeah.
You know, God love Jason Christ for everything that he did for this club. He never should have designed a jersey. D'Loy Hansen never should have had enough pull. And I know he owned the team, but to say we couldn't do blue shorts at the first team is ridiculous.
Yeah, that drop that immediately. Yeah.
It's just there's it's weird, but it's indicative of the manner in which the club was run, in my opinion, that something as silly as shorts, we couldn't do what is traditionally what RSL has done. Yeah. Because the to your point, the 2009 kit, several kits afterwards mm-hmm. had blue shorts, and it just made – it's part of our – what I view Real Salt Lake as is blue shorts, red top, blue shorts.
It's like, insane what somebody at the top that's out of touch could just do to an entire organization, not just from like
–
not just from like the choice and color of shorts, but just the deflation of morale.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, it's like you said, it is a whole new, and you said world, you didn't say world, you said world. But I'm excited. Whole new energy. Real cool that we got to talk to David Dryden, because the guy is super talented. And just to have his opinion in the circle of opinions, like mm-hmm. he mentioned more people, that's what you need out of a design team. Yep. You don't need – and obviously he's so integrated in the club and he's there every day and he knows the tone and he's putting out like everything that you see on the socials is David Dryden, creativity and art-wise. So who better to really like mount that horse and design something or at least give some input? I'm really happy it went this way rather than, hey, let's go get a third party or let's go get – you know, some company to put stuff together, or like in the past, let's just ask people at the top what they want. So yeah.
And it's just a huge generic change. Bland AYSO looking kit that no one's excited on. Not yeah. this year.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny in the light of the Austin jersey launch.
Yeah. Cause I had that in the back of my head. I was like, okay, that, is this the template?
Yeah. Cause that jersey launch is trash.
Hang on though. The production fantastic. But when you're on the production team, like you're in the media, can you imagine what those guys felt when they said, hey, here's the kit, go make it look cool?
Rough.
I would have hated being like in that staff of people doing the video and like asking people to model in it, because although you're trying to hype this thing up, it's
how do I make the Hanes look cool?
And also so the stupid. Name Legends Kit. If you're going to name a kit the Legends kit,
at least be in the league for a minimum of what years?
Or have the kit be killer.
Right, either
like,
way.
Even if it's your first year and you only have a white kit to play with, let's acknowledge those facts.
Name it something different.
Do something with it or name it something different.
The homecoming, the inaugural the
yeah.
something. But
there's
the Legends?
So many options.
You don't have a full roster, yeah, bro.
You could have done the McConaughey. You know?
Oh my God! See, that would have been funny.
Yeah,
or nice white bread.
If you can't really get away from white, do an off-white, or do like a super neutral, like gray tone, just yeah. to kind of give it off a little bit. Because that would be sick, dude.
You know, do you remember the recycled jerseys, the recycled kits from a few years back that were that gray tone with that kind of like darker mm-hmm. blue?
Yeah,
do awesome. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you could do a lot of really cool stuff with it.
Oh well.
It's silly.
Not our kit.
Yeah, I saw that, and that was my immediate tweet. I'm like, man, I feel so bad, especially for the people. I mean, they did it to themselves, right? But it's like, hey, here's a budget. Go shoot a cool video. Can you imagine, like, and maybe it's happened to, you know, Tyler before. Like, hey, here's a white kit. Go make it look cool.
Mm-hmm.
How?
Right.
It sucks, man. Like, it's not fun. So I am super grateful after seeing this kit. I'm a fan. I would pay full price, especially like knowing where it came from and especially like knowing that it's symbolic of like the rebirth of mm-hmm. Real Salt Lake. Like this thing, guys, well, when it drops,
that's
it's going
to... symbolic from us, not from the kit.
What do you mean?
We're branding it that. That's not the branding of the kit, the
no,
rebirth.
I
no,
think,
no, not at
I
all.
I think that there's a lot of play into it being... if you think about... Listen to the episode, and we'll
yeah.
talk about
we'll
it
just
after
stop.
The episode. Yeah.
We don't want to give
yeah.
too much away.
All right. So, Josh, any cool news happening, RSL?
This guy named Aaron Herrera. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Dude.
He kind of just came up through Academy a little bit. But he played for the national team last night.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
How'd that go?
7-0, bro.
Dude. So his distribution.
Okay, so this is the one thing that bothered me.
Okay.
He had a fantastic game.
Yeah.
But because no one finished his chances,
they
no one's talking about it.
Or no one's talking about it.
No one's talking about it, right? Okay. They're talking about Sam Vines because he had some good distribution, but yeah. wasn't that impressed.
Yeah.
They went through Herrera all night long.
Yeah.
Dude was money. They only subbed him off because he started cramping, and you can't blame him. They haven't played in months.
Yeah. You know, I got excited because I thought for a minute during the match they were talking about Herrera, but I kept hearing Ferreira.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. And
who also had a killer game.
Yeah. I mean, everybody had a killer game. Trinidad and Tobago. Get a chance to eat, like, at least get one goal on the board. Blocked.
Yeah, but it's at the same time, there's a reason that, like, to be fair, they knocked us out of the World Cup.
He knocked us out of the World
True.
Cup.
True. However.
Missed his penalty.
However, it's still Trinidad and Tobago, and we should beat them 7-0.
Every time.
Every time. And if we don't, something has gone terribly wrong.
Right. And they were discussing a lot about how this wasn't Trinidad and Tobago's full-strength squad.
No, it wasn't ours.
The U.S.'s full-strength squad either. So
yeah.
to put your opponent to bed like they did is a good sign. The last three games, good signs.
Yep.
Really looking. That's mostly the Olympic squad, and I'm real excited for the Olympics.
Who was the U.S. keeper last night? Do you guys know off the top of your head?
Matt Turner.
So Nick Raimondo retweeted his block and kind of gave him like a little winky face and redirected to like The Athletic. Because I guess Nick Raimondo talked about having like this formula or like a kind of a secret to blocking penalties. And so that was a cool like nod to him.
It's a really good article. Yeah. And also Matt Turner. There's another article about Matt Turner. His first name's Matt, right? Anyway.
I think so.
He didn't start playing soccer till I think he was 16 or 17.
It's awesome.
It's super cool.
Well, so. Yeah. Yeah. So, anyways, that was cool to see.
Noah Powder got a play.
Yeah, I saw that. 82nd sub.
Yeah, it was late, super late after they were already down. But I mean, we didn't score after he came on the field. So take
it forward
whatever
it
grain of salt you want on that one.
Yeah.
So this is the MLSsoccer.com review of Aaron Herrera in that game. The Real Salt Lake right back was just shy of a menace going forward in this one. Herrera repeatedly pushed the team forward toward the final third and served some tempting crosses once they got there. If he wanted to display the wheels and verve it takes to make it at this level, this was the way to do it.
Yep.
Great review.
Yep.
Because let's be honest, the right back depth for the men's national team is one spot where they're deep. I mean, you got Reggie Cannon, Brian Reynolds, Sergino Dest, Herrera's going to have to battle to get.
But the good thing about Aaron is he can play left.
So can Des. So maybe they look into that, right?
Yeah.
Because there's really not left back depth.
There's not. And
there's zero.
The other guy that they brought in.
The Trestman. Tanner Trestman, I believe.
Is that who was playing at left back?
Or no. Sam Vines started left back.
It was Sam Vines.
Yeah.
So and good game, but.
Outside
he's
of that
probably,
assist.
He's probably still a U23 player, very young, and I think that Aaron has showed with more consistency that he can play at that level, and he played left back incredibly well when he played it for Real Salt Lake.
He can do whatever.
He could do it.
He's great. He's great. He's I would say, I don't think anybody, I have a favorite player, and it's Aaron Herrera on Real Salt Lake, and it's unfortunate because he's going to go somewhere bigger.
So you should probably get this new kit with Herrera on the back.
Why is that unfortunate, though?
I would do that.
Just because he'll be sad.
Yeah, I'll just be sad. I'll be happy for him, but I'll be sad that we're losing that kind of talent. But when you've got that kind of talent and you see it peek through or it's more effective with like the USMNT, then that's when you know that you got to go play better level soccer with people on your own level. I hate to say it. That's not a knock on Real Salt Lake, but it's true. And
that's
I think
how you further your career.
Yeah,
challenge yourself, right?
Yeah, raise your stock, man. You know, go from whatever GameStop started at and get up to the 400.
Oh, man. Still not happy about that.
I got late in on AMC. It's not moving. I got late in on Nokia. It's not moving. I can't even buy Dogecoin, dude. I can't get a break anywhere.
Why can't you buy Doge?
Let's
save the stock bros.
Yeah, I'm getting
for the other podcast.
I'm getting bottlenecked. If anybody wants to hit me up on Twitter at Andy Munoz 48 while it's still there, I might have to just
wipe your existence away.
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not gonna have a Twitter account starting next week.
So no, it was a great match to watch. You know, what's you know, and everybody hates Alexi Lawless, right? Everyone hates him, but he had like a pretty mild tone. Like he actually congratulated the team. It was a good performance. I think we could all agree. And especially, you know, how it went down last time. I think it's a sweet revenge. I think 7 goals is warranted. And that's where I like to see like the USA.
Yep. And I think it was just poetic that it was Elvin Jones that didn't finish the penalty.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Kind of feel bad for the guy. He hasn't had a good run since that. Didn't have a good run with RSL.
No.
I don't know where he's at now, if he's with anyone. And then a not great showing with the national team. Kind of feel for the guy.
Yeah. But it is what it is.
Can you guys explain to me? I just, you know, not being like super deep into soccer, and I think maybe other people would probably think this way too, but I mean, I feel like we play Trinidad and Tobago so damn much. Is there a reason behind that?
Yeah, it's in CONCACAF, which is our qualifying group
for
World Cups. It's our competitive region. So that's why. It's like the Western Conference.
Okay. Might have been a dumb question, but...
No.
Hey, that's a good question.
Thinking about it.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anything else, guys? I mean, we discussed the kit.
So somebody asked us to talk about Gam and Tam.
Thank you, ma'am.
And we're going to approach that a little bit differently because I feel like there needs to be visuals.
You need a whiteboard.
And we need a whiteboard. We've joked around about this, but we're doing YouTube stuff now, so it makes sense. And we're thinking it's going to live in our Instagram story highlights. And we're probably going to do little things like this around MLS isms, where we do like an allocation money one. And I'm going to try and talk Elliot into giving us like some bits about
Professor
allocation,
Elliot?
Yeah, allocation order or allocation money, and because we should do allocation order as well. We should do. There's lots of things here that we could do to help deal with some of the little idiosyncrasies.
I think a visual explanation would do it way more justice because it's something.
We should just hire one of those companies that does like the little hand sketch with your little pictures. You know what I'm saying?
We could have Dryden do that. He can do it on Procreate in his iPad app.
Listen, he's a very busy guy. Very busy.
Okay.
So
we'll do it on a whiteboard then, Josh and I.
Yeah. We'll wear professor vests.
You know, I want you guys to wear like just like a white dress shirt, roll up the sleeves and just be like
just
hair
sweaty.
Everywhere, sweating. Yeah.
Confused,
like
disheveled.
the dudes you see on TV just shouting at the monitors. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I sent you guys that thing last night, but for the first tailgate, we have to dress like dads.
Oh, yeah.
Full on dad attire.
Sure.
Jean shorts.
Yeah.
I want lions howling at the moon instead of wolves.
Do you remember when we did the Mike Petke thing?
Yeah, that was incredible.
So funny.
Okay, we can coordinate something like that, actually. I would be down to dress up like dads going to the first match back. Fanny packs. What are those glasses, like the 80s glasses, reflective?
Like the Pit Viper type, like softball baseball glasses?
Yeah, we'll have to share the video that we found on TikTok.
Yep.
Other than that, not a whole lot of stuff going on just yet.
I do have one thing.
Okay.
So Sean Miller at the Park Cafe killed it last episode.
Are we announcing this contract?
So he is just a great guy. He's got a great voice. He's got a deep voice. And not only is he knowledgeable, but he obviously owns Park Cafe. And for the people who have gone down there who said, hey, I listened to the RSL show. There was even one guy that wore like a Saltair FC. Like that was like a double whammy. Went down there, said what's up to Sean. Continue to do that. Obviously, you know, businesses are, I feel like they're in a better place, but they could always use your support. But we also just want to announce that it's not really an announcement, but we want to invite that guy back a little bit more. And Josh kind of made the executive decision. Jake, I'm just looking at you. I'm clearing it with you right now.
Dude, I don't do anything here anymore. We went over this. I'm just here for... looks.
Yeah. Okay. What? I
to look at you.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. That's what I meant. I didn't mean.
Yeah.
That's fine. Whatever.
So anyways, that was a really cool episode. Go back, listen to it if you haven't. Also, again, just thanks to everybody who bought t-shirts. Do we want to announce a winner right now?
Oh, we're going to do it on Instagram Live tonight because this won't go out until tomorrow. We want to do it tonight.
No, dude, you have to listen to the show to find out who wins.
No, because I want to get a hold of the guy.
Oh, it's a guy.
I don't know. Okay. The person, sorry.
Person, right.
I just got canceled.
Yeah. Okay. So anyways, guys, there's more merch. The contest is officially over. Yeah?
Yeah. Contest is over. We do have – I mentioned this at the top. We mentioned this in the Instagram Live. We do have another giveaway already that's going to be on February 12th.
Can you say what it is?
We're going to give away a jersey.
A new kit.
A new jersey. The new one.
We're giving the whole state of New Jersey away.
Becky included.
Yeah. Nobody wants him. No, we're going to try and give away stuff more often. We have hundreds of scarves that we want to give away. We're kind of collecting club memorabilia. We had somebody reach out to us this week, Tyler, who wants to give away some prints of the stadiums that he bought that he doesn't want because they're too big.
Oh, nice.
So he was like, hey, you can either put these in the stadium or in the studio or give them away. I was like, hell yeah, let's do it. We're going to do a lot more giveaways this year. I know I've been talking about the Patreon thing for a while. It's been a rough month, y'all, which is why I wasn't here last week.
It takes 10 seconds to put it on the site.
But we're going to – that's the thing.
Content.
Well, that's the thing is we were thinking about doing a whole lot of extra content. I just don't know if we're going to have time for that right now, so we're going to come up with something else. As per the usual, pretty ambitious of us. Then we ended up falling on our faces. So we got
the giveaway pulled off. Yeah. That was
a big deal.
Yeah.
We are working on the next big giveaway. It will be
new car.
A little bit bigger than the tattoo one and more available for everyone. The tattoo one was a little bit exclusionary.
Yeah.
So I want it to be something that everybody can kind of put in for and be excited about because I know that not everybody loves tattoos as much as we do.
Okay. Now you did say that if somebody wins and doesn't want the tattoo, which I honestly don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, so I saw this.
But can we do this? Can I just say this?
Yeah.
If you win, because you're obviously going to say, the alternative. But we would really love for you to, A, get the tattoo, or B, just gift the gift of a tattoo to somebody.
No, I think the rule is going to be this. If you don't want the tattoo, the tattoo goes back into play. And we draw again.
But we'll give you something cool.
We're going to give the person who wins, if they don't want the tattoo, something awesome. And I have an idea already.
The 2013 away kit signed?
Yeah, we've got the signed soccer ball. We've got all sorts of merch. And maybe it's like come to the studio and pick anything off the wall that you want.
Go to lunch with Andy or something.
Yeah, go to lunch with Andy.
Salter FC.
We'll figure something out if you don't want the tattoo. But I'm feeling
a lot of stuff off the wall.
I'm feeling like the person who wins is going to want the tattoo because there are a couple of people who made it very clear by spending the money that they spent that they want the tattoo.
There are some people that bought hundreds of dollars worth of stuff.
Yeah. And our stuff ain't that nice, guys. I'm just kidding. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's all right.
We do need to do
Josh's face.
One shirt that we missed, the long sleeve shirt guy. We need to print ARFC shirt. I'll remind you tomorrow.
Yeah, remind me tomorrow.
Okay.
Cool. When do you think these will go out? It's Tuesday tomorrow. Morning.
We're going to package Tuesday and night. Ship them all tonight.
Yeah, so they'll hit the mailbox when?
Yeah, if you order anything Wednesday on, those are getting produced now, so those will probably ship next week. But anything pre-Sunday, I believe, Monday of last week, we have and we're shipping.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. And they'll be to you by the end of the week.
Sick.
Yep.
Okay. RSLshow.com. At RSL Show on all the socials. Which one needs the most love? We're good. Insta. Like, we're decent on Instagram. Twitter. Follow Instagram. Yeah. Tag some people. Share the profile.
We're going to be doing a lot more Instagram lives. We're going to be doing a lot more content on Instagram. We're driving most of the contests through Instagram. Think about this. You want to meet some players? That might happen on Instagram. Like, we might give away some player meetups on Instagram. You want maybe some free tickets to games? Maybe that'll happen this year.
You want
year.
A trip to Cancun? I'm just kidding. No, shut up, Jake.
Maybe a set of season tickets.
Wow. That's actually doable. How much is that?
Absolutely doable.
Maybe. Okay, I'm just gonna say what my dream is.
All right.
Can I say
no,
it?
No. Keep that one quiet.
Right, wait. Well, hang on. Is it 11-11? It's not. Okay. So don't.
Right. Gotta keep it quiet. Yeah, anyways, let's ship some orders and not tell anyone what the jersey really looks like.
Yeah. Let's not do that.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading Doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.